Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Casa Fernandez Condega Corojo Serie S Robusto. Cigar is 5-inch by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabsa factory in Nicaragua. The blend is all listed as Nicaragua for the wrapper, binder, and filter. Price point is $7.50, and the cigar was released in August of 2017. So June, what was your pre-light experience like?
Pre-light was good. Medium, darker caramel, kind of a shaded wrapper. Bunch, and the roll felt pretty good. Uniform gift throughout. I didn't have any soft spots. Tight seams, well-pressed veins. Smelling a wrapper, dry barnyard cedar, white pepper. Smelling that foot, a lot of rich roasted nuttiness, sharp white pepper, cold draw, hay, white pepper, and cedar. So good pre-light.
Yeah, my cigar looked like it had a quadruple cap on it. Did you notice when you were looking at yours?
Well, I smoked this at nighttime, so I didn't really notice.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I just thought the quadruple looking cap was interesting. A lot of nice stone fruit sweetness from the wrapper. Foot was a mix of stone fruit sweetness, hay, slight white pepper. Pre-light draw, kind of mix of hay and leather, a little bit spicy tingle on my lips as well. So take us through your flavor profile.
So within the first third, upon that, after you get a good toast in and all that stuff, what I immediately realized was this is going to be a sharper profile. Immediately I started getting a sharpness and white pepper. But it's not just, it's not just a pepper bomb. That pepper, along with that, came with really nice, rich roasted nuttiness. Got some good minerals coming through. On the retrohale, same sharper white pepper, rich dry nuts, finish, lingering cedars, slick white pepper, that really layered the entire palate. So, even with such a spicier rendition of a cigar, the mouthfeel was watery. It didn't like dry my palate, which I always appreciate as compared to dry palate and drinking a ton of water. Strength medium full, body medium. On the second third, dominant white pepper kind of started kind of backing off, and that allowed for the same like rich roasted nuttiness minerals to really shine, and also started getting some new flavors of toast and baking spices coming. Retro still unchanged, sharp white pepper, rich dry nuts, finished long lingering with that same slick white pepper that encompassed the entire palate and gives it that mouth watering kind of a note. Strength, still medium full, body medium. Moving on to the final third, it's primarily white pepper, minerals, baking spices kind of focused. So a lot of earthiness and spiciness. Other notes of the roasted nuts, toast is still there, but it became more like a background note. Spice continues to carry through on that finish. Still long mouth-watering kind of a spice going through. Strength and body still medium full and medium respectively. So all in all, it was definitely a spicier rendition of what I'm used to out of Tabsa.
Yeah, for me, the cigar began with a heavy dose of baking spice and dark wood. A little further in, that wood lost some of the darkness and the baking spice wasn't as potent. 3/4 inch in, a little cream joined the profile. Wood was more definable as oak. Baking spice had moved to the background. Retrohale was an equal mix of the oak and the baking spice. As the third came to a close, that cream increased, kind of really smoothing out the profile with the oak, and the baking spice was still a kind of a supporting note in the background. Strength was slightly above medium. Getting in the second third, cream was still in front of the oak. Baking spice was really faint. Retrohale was also a kind of a creamy oak note. Half inch in, cream drops back to be equal with the oak. Baking spice completely left the profile. 3/4 inch in, a little bit of bitterness joined the oak as the cream was now in the background. As the third came to a close, the cream increased to come back even with the oak. Still a little bit of the bitterness in the background. Strength remained at the slightly above medium mark. Getting to the final third, creamy oak and slight bitterness were continuing on. A little further in, the cream increased a little bit over the oak. Half an inch in, cigar began to heat up, which kind of brought a little mintiness to that creamy oak note. And then an inch in, that creamy oak was continuing on as the mintiness and bitterness were also a part of the profile. And that's kind of how things finished out. Strength remained at that slightly above medium mark. So take us through your construction on this cigar.
One was not so great. One was really good. So burn, I thought it was average. It was honestly a bit of a letdown. I mean, numerous tough chups. Burn wavy the whole time. The burn line was wavy the whole time. Ash is really flaky. But, you know, for the most part, I didn't think that it affected flavors. Nonetheless, it was quite a bit of a nuisance. Draw, on the other hand, I thought it was perfect. You know, it had just a matter of that resistance, that airflow for me.
Yeah, I struggled with the burn as well, man. It went out multiple times, had to do relights. Burn was wavy most of the way as well. Ash held on 3/4 inch increments, so I didn't need to knock it off to relight. I definitely think, you know, relights definitely had an effect on the flavor for me. In regards to the draw, slightly tighter than I prefer, but I didn't feel like that was an issue on the cigar. The burn was far more of an issue for me. So overall, what were your thoughts on this one?
I liked it. I mean, it was definitely a sharper version of what typically comes out of TAPSA. But, you know, I thought it was still like most stuff that uses, you know, that comes out of TAPSA, let's say in general, because I can't definitively say it's Agador or tobacco, right? Because it's not disclosed. Sure tastes like it. It's still rich in flavors, right? So, but, you know, that white pepper spike at times really throws off the balance of the cigar. And really, on the same token, I felt like it threw off refinement of the cigar. But I'll say, you know, if you like your typical offerings from Casa Fernandez, you know, this is a no-brainer for you to pick up. If you also like stronger cigars, I think this will also be for you. As for me, I'm more interested in seeing the ageability, I guess, of what the cigar will do. You know, and speaking of taps and stuff, like, and just, you know, falling under the Casa Fernandez Agonorsa kind of umbrella, like, this cigar reminds me of, like, within that same vein of, like, Illusione Ultras, perhaps a little bit of, like, the Florida Valle's Dark Flower. So it kind of has that medio tempo-ish, like, super spicy, but mouth-watering kind of a note to it. So If you also like those cigars, I think you'll like this cigar.
Yeah. Flavor profile was pretty good in the first third. After that, kind of became pretty average. I think the relights were taking its toll on the cigar, so had an effect on flavor there. Strength was, you know, slightly above medium the whole way. I definitely want to revisit this, hoping I get a better burn on it so that I don't kind of torch the cigar and, you know, get rid of all the flavors that are there. As it sits now, I mean, I say it's probably worth trying one, but I couldn't really say more than that at this point until I got one that had a better flavor profile after some better construction. So getting the scores, I gave it a 5.65. You gave it a 6.87. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
It matches well. I mean, overall, I like the sharper notes. Burn's not so great, but I mean, cigars like this is really hard to judge. But at this point, yeah, like upper sixes makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, mine matches up well. I mean, the first third was good in flavor profile. After that was average, and then kind of bummer in the burn. So that's why it's just slightly above average in regards to the score. So any other final thoughts from you?
So going back to what I just said about cigars like this is kind of hard to judge. What I meant by that was, I mean, on one token, it's like, all right, when the brand owner / company releases a cigar, I assume that is prime time and is ready to go, right? But I also have the Cuban collector side of me and Cuban cigar liker side of me where you personally buy stuff new so that you could kind of journey on with the cigar and see where it's like, you know, throughout XYZ time frames, right? Throughout the years or throughout the months. And then you smoke it when you feel like it's at your perfect state, right? So I think this falls into one of those. I mean, there's a reason why I bought like Ultras and Florida Valle Skyflowers, right? Because I bought them for ageability, right? And this, I think, falls under that umbrella as well. So, yeah, I'll be interested in actually viewing this guy come maybe give it like a year or so.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.